Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Fane is making his first appearance on our show today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's like for him to literally share that love with all of you. I got a chance to hear his single, On My Mind, knew he was someone I wanted to speak with on the program and introduce to you guys. We're going to talk to Fane not only about that single that you guys hear, but also know how you guys can support the music as well. Fane, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello. Thanks. It's nice being on the show.
Hey, man, glad to have you on. Congratulations again to you on this single. As I said, we'll be playing On My Mind a little bit later. But, you know, Fane, when you get a chance to kind of step back and look at what you've been able to accomplish and even look at what you're doing today, what has it been like for you to have had this desire to share your music and now to be able to do it?
I've always been doing it since I was little. Like, I started in church. My dad is a pastor, so I started playing guitar at age 7 church music is just so versatile to where I could build multiple styles, like as far as, you know, because like a lot of gospel music sounds bluesy and stuff.
Yeah.
So, and I just always had like a love for music since then, you know, playing with a live band, gaining experience at a young age, and everything just took off from there.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny that you should mention that about the background because, you know, people are following you on Twitter, Fane, which is twitter.com/FaneLG. They'll see you have Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 there. I noticed that when I started following you on Twitter. And that scripture, of course, you know, says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens
exactly.
us. You know, how has that helped you as you've gone throughout this journey? Because as you know, I mean, you're in an industry that is very competitive. You know, it's one of those things that changes literally by the day. How has that scripture
exactly.
helped you as you've kind of gone throughout your career?
You know, I mean, I always believe, you know, in putting God first before everything, and, you know, everything comes second, and, you know, without him, you know, I just believe that I am nothing without him. So, and it just seemed like everything that I have accomplished so far has been God-given, and you know, and I cannot take that for granted. So, and I just keep doing what I'm doing right now and just let him, you know, guide the path for me.
Right. Yeah, well, I think that is really the key. So take us back. I know you said that, you know, you started with music early. You know, what was it about music? Because, you know, we talk about on this program a lot about the importance of finding your voice, whatever that may be or however that may be. It's different for everybody. What was it about music that spoke to you, Fane, that said, you know what, this is what you're supposed to be doing?
You know, it's actually a lot of things, you know, like, you know, gravitating, like, from guitar. I always like to learn, you know, new things. Like, I had started out drawing, and, you know, and I like anything that's artistic. And it's just that, and music is just so artistic. It's like, it feels so great to actually create something. Like, you actually hear something in your brain, and you can actually put it out into sound. And that has always impressed me. Made me so versatile as far as producing and stuff like that, and I just like creating things all the time.
Yeah. Have you found that one of the great things about what you do, though, Fane, is that not only are you finding fans, but you're also finding other people that are inspired by you?
You know, I like to always hear, you know, people interested in what I do, and you know, and finding fans, you know, I mean, I like creating things that people like to see or like to do, you know.
Right.
And if creating music, you know, gets them interested into something that I do, then I would just keep doing it. I like creating things that people like.
Yeah. You know, that's funny that you said that because, you know, I think that's really the key. I mean, being able to find an audience for whatever it is that you do, whatever your profession. You know, have you, you know, found that along the way it's become easier to remember, though, who you are? Because I know a lot of times, you know, people have different interests. They have different things that they like. Has it been important for you as you've been creating this music, Fane, to make sure that you're not losing yourself in the process?
You know, it's funny that you ask that because it took me so long to find my place as far as, like, you know, connecting myself with my own music because I don't want to create something that's not me or
right.
that doesn't explain who I am. And it took me forever. Like, it's funny because my Twitter name, Fane LG, the LG stood for Lamar Guitar, and that was my first name, and it kind of sounded my first stage name, and it sounded very elementary. You know, and back then I was, like, creating music, you know, that didn't sound like anything. You know, it didn't have no purpose as far as, you know, lyrically.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, I had got signed to, like, an indie label, like, a few years back, and I had released a single with them. And they told me, they said, why don't you just use your last name, Fame? And somebody had already told me that previously. So I just used that last name, and everything just started, you know, clicking from after that. And now that I feel that I can really explain, you know, like real, like situations in my life now, you know, now that I found out how to, you know, put it into words or into song.
Right.
Now that I can feel connected with my music, and now that I can express who I am to the fans, and maybe I can connect to somebody who is feeling the same way that I do.
Exactly. I think that is really the key, I think, for all of us. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Fane is with us today. We're talking to him not only about the love of music that he has, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you. You guys are going to be hearing here in a moment his single, On My Mind. We also will be reminding you how you guys can stay connected with Fane. So let's talk about social media for a moment. I mentioned that to you before we went live here.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious as to, you know, what that experience has been like for you. I mean, you are, you know, an individual who has built up quite a following online. You know, it's one thing for you to get support, Fane, from people who know you. What is it like for you to get support from people who've never even met you?
It feels so great, you know, because most people that know you, they'll give you an opinion, but they won't give you the true opinion, you know, of how they really feel about your song, because, like, a lot of people, you know, that know you, they don't want to hurt your feelings. Or it's kind of like, you know, being in church, when I mess up, they ain't going to tell me that I mess up or anything. They ain't going to tell me, you know, because a lot of church people are just super nice. And so, I mean, like, a lot of people that I know, they don't really give me, like, a full criticism. Some do, but not all. But
right.
People, knowing that other people that you, like, people that are in non-relation to you and they're liking your music, that's how you really know that you're really connecting with people, and that's how you know that you're really creating good music that people want to listen to.
Right, exactly. You know, Faith has, I think, definitely stayed a part of your presence, even online, Fane. I noticed when I was prepping for this segment, something that you actually posted just last month. You were talking about this journey and what music is for you, and the post that you made on Facebook, which on Facebook you can find Fane at facebook.com/officialfane. You wrote, "I live, breathe, and bleed music. A lot of fellas said I wasn't made for this, but God said I'm born for this." I mentioned earlier about the, you know, the competitive nature of the world you're in, and of course, mm-hmm. how things move so quickly. Is that something that you constantly remind yourself of, Fane, as you go through what may not be the highest of points in your career, that, you know, what people say versus what God says?
You know, I never pay attention to what people say, because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, people that will hurt you in the long run, that will kind of stop you from, you know, on your path. And a lot of people try to hold you back. There was a lot of people that said, you know, man, you should, you know, find another career. You know, a lot, you know, trying to be a rapper or being a music artist is far-fetched and, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, I just don't listen to it. You know, I started out doing this, you know, for fun. But once I noticed that, you know, hey, you know, there's people that act just by me doing this for fun, there's people that actually like it. So why not, you know, chase a dream, you know, build a dream for it and start a path, you know. And I just believe that anything is achievable. Like that scripture said, I can do all things through Christ. As long as I'm trusting who I serve, I'm pretty sure I will meet my goal.
Right. I think that is definitely the thing. So for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Fane is with us today. We're talking to him about the love of music and also what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you. We're now about to get into the single, On My Mind. So, Fane, tell us a little bit about the single and how it came about.
The single came about, you know, I was actually in love with a girl at a time, and things was kind of rocky, and so I started, you know, kind of like humming a melody in my head, and, you know, I got on the guitar and started, you know, putting it into chord form. And then chorus, like the, you know, the You're Always On My Mind, Yes You Are, part in the chorus kept, you know, repeating itself in my head. So I started singing it. I put I produced the beat and everything, and I put it down, and I was like, man, this sounds really good. And I completed the song. The music video, actually, my high school friend actually filmed the whole entire thing, and which I thought was great, and it came out perfect. And he did a great job, so shout out to David Jewell for that. And but that's basically how the song came about. You know, it's just, you know, it was just a rocky moment in my life, and I was just missing the one person who I really, truly liked at the time.
Gotcha. Well, it's something that people can definitely relate to, I believe. For those who have not had a chance to hear it yet, here is Fane with On My Mind. We'll be back with our final moments with Fane right after this. You guys are listening to Conversations Live.
All the time.
Here on Conversations Live, we've been speaking to the man himself today, talking with him not only about the journey in music, but what it's been like for him to share that journey and the music with all of you. We're going to tell you a little bit later how you guys can stay connected with Fane. But Fane, you know, I'm curious, you know, you talked about the name change,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I think, you know, a lot of times we all kind of go through that identity crisis of trying to figure it all out. When people hear the name Fane today, what do you want them to think about when it comes to your music?
You know, there's actually a meaning to my name, and it means that you're willing. And I'm always willing to do anything to, you know, to achieve where I'm trying to go. You know, it's just, you know, being willing to express my talent or being willing to, you know, give you entertainment or being willing to make people happy and, you know, to stay connected within the sound of music.
Right. Well, you know, I think that is one of the great things about it, man, and I think that is why you will continue to be able to find success. How can our listeners stay connected with you and, of course, be able to support the music?
I have a SoundCloud page, and that is soundcloud.com/FainLG, F-A-I-N-L-G. I also have a Twitter, twitter.com/FainLG. I have Facebook, facebook.com/OfficialFain. Let me think of what else that I got. I also have an official website, and that is FainMusic.com.
All right. So make sure you guys are staying connected with Fain. He's all over the place. Fain, congratulations to you, man, on the music, and thank you so much for the time. Looking forward to chatting with you again.
Thank you so much. Looking forward for the opportunity.
All right, man. We're glad to have you. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. If you guys are joining us on the radio side of our program on 106 Live out of Atlanta, there's more conversations to come. So you guys stay with us. For all my listeners, though, if you guys joined us late, don't worry. You guys can catch the podcast of this conversation just a few moments after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.